started that. Sorry, I'm a little bit behind. Didn't miss any good stuff.
Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The approval of the minutes for the previous meeting, April 11, 2025.
I'll move Sullard.
Second Pew.
Moved in second. Any discussion, corrections?
Samantha calling it right now.
Okay. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, no public participation.
No man.
Okay, presentation from outside entity.
Nobody here.
Nah. Okay, communication from the committee.
There's five.
No communication. Next, we're going to new business. Need approval of the county and township motor fuel tax claim for April.
So moved.
Second, Sullard.
It's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right.
County engineer.
Here we go. All right, resolution awarding the contract for road construction. We had the bid on May 6th. I just handed out the updated resolutions there for that particular project. That's the second one in your stuff there. So the bid was open, publicly read. We had two bidders, typical bidders for Champaign County road projects. We had Cross Construction out of Urbana and Open Road Paving out of Urbana. The bid tab is included there in your packet as well. Cross was around 10% over the estimate, and Open Road came in at $6,810,021.91. which was about 4% under the engineer's estimate. And this is the project on the road between Sydney and Homer and then on over to the East County line where we're going to be doing cold in place recycling, shoulder removal and replacement, and then paving of the roadway, including the new developed 3-foot shoulder and then rumble strips on the center line and on the outside edge. And then some milling and overlaying in the Village of Sydney, as well as the Village of Homer. Through the Village of Homer, the county highway extends through the Village of Homer, but we actually aren't the jurisdiction of that roadway in the Village of Homer, so they'll be participating by paying for their portion of the project as well for the pieces that are done in the Village of Homer, including some ADA ramp improvements and those kind of things that we have to do whenever we're doing milling and resurfacing through a community like that. So if there's any, I would ask for a motion to approve the award to Open Road Paving.
So moved, Sullard.
Second.
Okay. Question, Jeff, is this the same stretch we had done something a resolution earlier in the year to approve? Was it to open the bid or was it for a specific portion of this project? Looks like it was the same road.
It was to appropriate the money.
Okay.
From motor fuel tax to do the project.
First step, this is next step sort of thing.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. I had a second question as well, if I may. Was any of this in the Sydney limits that they would need to contribute as well?
Through the Village of Sydney, we actually own the roadway.
Okay.
So it's unique and Some villages we do, some villages we don't. And that's been like that forever, I guess. So I don't know why that is, but some villages want to control and some of them wanted us to have control. So Village of Sidney does not have to pay for their portion.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, and then the next one is the resolution awarding the contract for the replacement of a bridge deck up in Ludlow Township. The resolution has been updated in the packet that I handed out to you. You see, we had two bids on this one as well. We had Big O Services out of Danville, Illinois. And then we had Stark Excavating out of Bloomington, Illinois on this bid. And Stark Excavating was the low bid at $315,976.50, which was 14% underneath our engineer's estimate. And this is a township road. The decks have been failing for a couple of years. We actually had to put bollards on the edge of the deck to keep traffic off the edge because of the outside beams were in bad shape. So this will be done, I assume, sometime around August. We have to wait for the beams to actually be constructed at the precast plant before they can start the project. But once they start it, it should be about a month-long project to replace the beams and do other work that needs to be done on this project. So I would ask for your approval of that award to Stark Excavating.
So moved, Sully.
Second.
Been moved and second, and it's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Okay, the next one is a bridge project that we're going to be taking bids for very soon. It's just north of Flatville on the Stanton-Rantoul Township line. And since the timeliness of getting the beams and getting the projects done is pretty crucial to making sure we get these projects done before the snow flies, I don't want to wait until a June board meeting to award it after the bid is taken. So I'm asking, and I've done this multiple times before, for the authority of the Highway Committee and the County Board to award the contract to the low bidder on behalf of the county if I believe that the bid is in the best interest of the public, which basically means if it's not like a crazy bid, right? And we get a good contractor that we have trust in. So that's also a deck replacement. It's actually a three-span deck replacement. We're looking at a project cost probably between $500,000 and $600,000 as far as the estimate goes. But just due to needing to get it done in the timeliness, I would ask that you give me the authority to award that after the bids are open. And then at a future meeting, we always bring back the bid tabs and have them for the Highway Committee to look at. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution.
So moved, Carter.
Second.
It's moved and second. It's open for discussion.
Just a question out of curiosity, Jeff. What is the typical timeline for a deck replacement project like this?
So from the time we bid it and award it, they're telling me it's about 90 days to get the beams. So we got 3 months that we're sitting and waiting for the beams to come. So typically a couple of weeks before they expect the beams to arrive, they'll go out, take off the old beams, prepare the deck for the new beams. It takes them, I don't know, 2 or 3 days to set the new beams. Then they have to grout them. Then they have to do the backfill work. So you're talking 20 to 30 days once they start actually doing the work.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's not a long time frame. It's most of the money's in the materials because of the, you know, the shortness of the project. There's not a ton of labor, but they got to bring out cranes. They got to bring out all their workers. I mean, it's more than we could ever possibly do. That's for sure, as a county. Yes.
The Has the bidding opened for this yet?
No.
What's the timeframe you're expecting from the time it opens to the time that you want to be able to make this selection?
I want to make it when the bids are open, basically. After the bids are open, I want to be able to tell the contractor, you know, after we tabulate the bids and make sure that they're good, everything adds up, I want to be able to tell the contractor that we can put contracts together and move forward.
And what's the time difference from when that would happen to when next month's meeting that we'd be able to approve anything that comes through?
What's the June 20-something, and so it'd be a month, roughly. So it would put us back a month to be able to do that. And it's just, you know, these projects have to be approved by IDOT and so forth. We tried to get this one done in a timely fashion so we could bring it to the Highway Committee, but we didn't make it, basically. So if we waited until June, then we don't have contracts till July, and then it's August, September, October before the beams are delivered, and then we're dealing with winter weather, you know, to try to complete the project, basically. And we did one of those last year, and it wasn't fun. It was open for like 90 days, and it should have, you know, the road was closed for 90 days or 120 days, and it should have been closed for 20 days, just because once they got out there and got going, the weather just turned on them, and they couldn't do it.
It makes sense, though, to go ahead and request it early. You said it's going to be 3 months before you get the beams.
Yes.
It makes sense.
Unfortunately, there's only one supplier of these beams, and they supply the entire state. They used to be here in Champaign. It was Illinois Concrete back in the day, and then it became County Materials, and then they moved their entire operation down to Salem, Illinois. Maybe there's a better workforce down there. Things are cheaper. I don't really know.
Those are there, like off of Green or
right over there off the railroad tracks,
yeah.
Off of Mattis, behind Kraft.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That was a small one. That's a good instruction. That was, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
You expect the same bidders we kind of get for?
I think we'll get three this time. We had an issue with the last, so the contractors have to get pre-qualified through the state of Illinois in order to bid on our projects. And these pre-qualifications have a date in which they expire. Well, White Construction, who's doing the 5774 bridge, their pre-qualification expired on like April 30th. They had all the paperwork into IDOT to have it reapproved, and IDOT didn't get it in the system quick enough, so they couldn't bid on this last project.
Gotcha.
But they should have everything in, so we should actually have three bidders. We should have White, Stark, and Big O. Those are our typical three bidders on our bridge project.
Excuse me. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, and the last thing is a petition and resolution from St. Joe Township, right out here off of Windsor Road, just south of Windsor Road. There's a precast bridge again where the decks aren't doing so well, and they need to be replaced. This is something we'll work on with a consultant over the coming months and hopefully have it back here for actually bidding and awarding next spring or early summer, hopefully. So it's $350,000 to replace that bridge deck in St. Joe Township. And it'll be a Township Bridge Program project, but there may be some local cost incurred as well, and they're prepared to pay 50% of the local cost that's associated with the replacement project. So I ask for your approval of that petition and resolution for that bridge project.
So moved.
Second, Carter.
Open for discussion.
One more question about this one.
Yeah.
So this one is submitted by the Highway Commissioner St. Joe.
Right.
And so is that different from like Salem or Ludlow, they don't have a highway commissioner?
They do. So this is our first process. We come in and ask the Highway Committee and County Board. They have to petition. It's in the state statutes and say, we got a bad bridge, and they're petitioning us basically for helping them out with the design, construction, and the cost of the bridge. And then we go ahead and do the design, and then we bid it, and then you guys award the project because they petitioned us to use township bridge funds or county highway funds on the project. So this is kind of the first step that we go through before we hire somebody to help us with the design of the project.
Okay, nice. That is helpful. So that's what you were talking about earlier with the appropriation of funds.
Yes.
Comes from their highway commissioner.
Right.
Then the second motion is like the other one we just did.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Do they get the assistance because of their population? Because they're so small? Is that like one of the...
There's a state statute that says it's based on their total EAV. And no township doesn't make that number of assistance when we do bridges.
Right.
So,
I remember you mentioned something
yeah.
like that.
I mean, like a small culvert or something, there may be some townships that have a larger population, like a Mahomet, even St. Joe or Urbana, where mm-hmm. they can't petition us for help because their assessed valuation number doesn't meet the criteria.
Right.
But on a project like this, where it's $350,000, it's easy for them to meet it.
Was this bridge repaired about 15 years ago?
No. Was it 70s or 80s when it was built?
Yeah, I thought it was the 80s.
Yeah.
Early 80s.
No. I don't think it's ever been repaired. It got built, and now these deck beams that were built kind of in the 70s and 80s time frame, which weren't really the greatest, are a lot of these bridges that we're bringing to you are because the bottom of the deck beams are cracking and having problems. But the substructure, which is the abutments, the piling, the piers, whatever's underneath that bridge, still in good shape because they were poured in place. We might have to do some minor repair on them, but typically they're still in good shape, so we're looking to get another, 50 years out of the substructure by putting a new deck on it. Because if we had to replace the whole bridge, it'd probably be, instead of $350,000, it'd be $600,000, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Now I'll pay attention to numbers, and I noticed that number was lower, too. Like, that really isn't, I knew that wasn't the whole structure, just
right.
by the $350,000 because
yeah.
the cost would have
And
been.
It's just a single span, so.
Right.
But it is on a pretty high traffic road. It's literally at the intersection. It was at 1900 and Windsor Road. So.
Okay, any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
I don't have anything else except to let you know that the June meeting, one of my wife's best friend's daughters is getting married on a Friday in Milwaukee, and it happens to be the Friday of the June meeting, so Ryan and Jenny will be here. I'm sure we're going to have things because we have all those railroad projects. We'll have another bridge that we're working on trying to figure out the cost on for another petition and resolution. So there'll be a meeting, but I can't attend, or I might not have a wife anymore. So.
Okay. All the business. Do the committee have anything you want to present? Okay. The presiding officer doesn't have a report to give. And the designated items for the consent agenda would be B, C, D, and E.
Yes, ma'am.
So if there's nothing else to come in front of the committee, then we're adjourned.
Thank you.